Hi, this is Joanne Vicknair with the podcast, It's Storytime, Meemaw, an answered prayer for stories that point children to God. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Nupkita Koloff here. Questions and answers. Q&A with Koloff, the devil's nightmare. Nupkita Koloff here, back here live at Man Camp. And God has showed up and done what he does best. He just touched the heart of man and really just transforming lives. And for Lex Luger, my partner, and our staff, and what we've got to witness this week has been, I can't put it into words. It's just been, I don't know if there's any word you can fill in the blank, but with me right now is Stanley. Stanley, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here at Man Camp. And Stanley, we had met quite a while back. I actually did a Man Up conference, I guess a couple of years ago, two, 3 years ago now.
Castalia Church of God.
Castalia Church of God over where in North Carolina?
Help me. Castalia,
North Carolina. Castalia, North Carolina. There you go. Okay. Hence the name of the church. Yes. Okay. That makes sense. And then some time went by, but eventually, your name popped up on the registration for camp about a year ago or so.
Yes.
And you came and well, first let me ask, what prompted you? Was it the conference and what was said there that prompted you to make the decision to come to camp?
The thing that prompted me was when you did the promo for the Man Camp, it was the health part. That's okay. What God has been dealing with me about, the taking care. The health was not matching the spiritual part.
Okay. And, speaking of the body.
Body.
Physical health.
Physical health. I was having a lot of trouble physically. And really, that was affecting my spiritual part to where I wasn't even in the right place spiritually.
Okay.
But yet I was pastoring and preaching and all. And I just felt a prompting from the Holy Spirit. This is something that you need. This is something more than what the church can provide
or offer to you.
Offer to me.
Let me jump in right there real quick, because you tapped into something for our listeners. Because you know we base Man Camp on 1 Thessalonians 5:23, yes. Being whole in spirit, soul, and body. And I say over and over and over again, hey, if there's an area of your life that's lacking or lagging behind, or whether it's the physical body or mentally, emotionally, and or spiritually, mm-hmm. that they're all interconnected, and to your testimony just now, you were suffering physically and it was affecting you spiritually. And probably even mentally and emotionally,
yes,
as well.
It was.
And so your focus initially was, I need to go to this camp and get help.
Get healthy on
mm-hmm. the physical end of things.
On the physical end.
And so you came, and of course Lex is tremendous in his presentation, being the chiseled physique he was back in the day of wrestling,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And I guess you'd been a fan of wrestling mm-hmm. for years past.
Yes.
And so Lex presented some information over the course of camp. We talked about some things. And, mm-hmm. and you went home and embraced what you learned at camp. And,
yes.
And you and your wife both.
Yes. Both of our – my wife and I, we – knew that something had to change, but she would get on the board and I'd be off the board, and then I'd get on board and she'd get off the board, and it was a yo-yo effect, and it was damning to both of us. And then we're bringing up kids, and hey, this is something we're going to pass on to them. And I told her, I said, we got to get on. I shared with her some of the nutritional information and what needed to be done. And long story short, from June 6th, that week that we went to camp, until right now at present, my wife has lost close to 70 pounds.
Wow.
And I went from 353 wow. pounds to dropped down to 300. And of course, in the last couple of weeks, I kind of got off course, but I got that back this week. And
good.
Looking forward, the goal is 200, but it's not the physical appearance. I want to be healthy.
Right.
So
right.
I can be preaching not hypocritically.
Right.
God wants our temples to match with what we preach.
Man, that's good. That's good right there for our listeners. God wants our temples, our bodies,
yes,
to match how spiritually healthy we might want to be. We want to balance that between mental, emotional, and physical.
Yes.
And so that's amazing. So she's also almost 70, and I know you said you'd put a few pounds back on, but you still had a 53-pound, basically a 50-plus-pound weight loss, and she's had a 70-pound weight loss. Mm-hmm. And so that's camp one. But then you reached out to me, Stanley. You said, can I come back? Or I want to come back again, or can I come back again?
Yes.
And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, and which just thrilled me to see the hunger and thirst, so to speak, inside of you to want to get more. So what prompted you to make that decision to want to come back a second time? So here you are now at your second man camp.
What prompted me was I started noticing that I was slipping back into old ways.
Old habits.
Okay. Just in the church, COVID's happened, so we're stuck at home. I'm starting to get into the habit of fast foods all the time when we swore that off, and it was just an easier thing to do. And God started putting a mirror in front of my face. He says, look, you told your congregation about this change, but they're starting to see, hey, he's putting this weight back on, and it was affecting my mentality.
Conviction
is the key word there. And I just said, God, if he'll have me back, I'll go back. Because like I told you the other night, the second trip to the buffet table of God is always best. Always best. It's been wonderful.
So is there now on your second time around another way that God has enhanced or impacted your life at the second camp?
Yes, he has impacted me to be more sympathetic on other people, more compassionate than what I would normally have been. He has showed me that he's put a mirror in front of my face. In fact, in things that I didn't know I was dealing with, that I suppress is a word I've heard a lot this week. He brought to my attentions, and I was able to pull up to the banquet, feast on what the Holy Spirit's conviction was, and say, okay, that's hard to swallow, but I'm going to eat it.
Right.
And I'm going to regurgitate it overnight, and I'm going to eat it again the next day. And thank God for his redemption plan. And he's a God of second chances, third chances, fourth chances.
Yeah.
And just to see not only my transformation, but the Daniel chapter 3, it talks about King Nebuchadnezzar's visage changed when he got so upset about them Hebrew boys not wanting to bow down before the golden image. And I really never understood the countenance part of physical change until I looked at myself in the mirror, and also all the guys looks totally different than Sunday.
Right.
We're talking about 4 days ago, you know. It's just a complete transformation in the last 3 or 4 days. And it brought more clarity to the Word of God of how if we got something going on inside of us that's convicting us, tearing us up inside, and we're trying to suppress it, and we're trying to swallow it, is a word that we heard this week.
Right.
We don't realize how that affects our appearance. And,
that's good.
And when we get that taken care of, then the God of light can shine. And you don't have to walk around and say, hey, I'm pastor, or hey, I'm deacon. The God of light just shines on you, and somebody knows that, hey, there's something different. And it reminds me of a couple that got saved in my church a few weeks ago. When they went down, they was one person, but when they come up, man, you just knew that the walls had come down and the true salvation of Jesus Christ come upon them, and it just
right.
changed them.
Right.
And that's what a man camp, and as long as you'll have me back, I'll be back as long as I can. And I'll always support you 100% in prayers, because what you're doing, man, it's life-changing transformation. It's God anointed, God breathed.
I appreciate it, Stanley. And I know, and I'm thrilled to hear that. And I've witnessed, even in my own life, the Lord, I like to say, peeling layers of the onion away.
Yes.
Just kind of shining his light on areas that he still wants to deal with, mm-hmm. or that they work things out in us,
yes.
you know, so that he can work more of himself
That's
in
it.
Us. And so... That's
exactly.
awesome.
We don't
That's
understand awesome. How many layers we got until we actually allow God to peel them back.
Right. And shine the light.
Shine
right.
The
and
light.
Shine the light. So, well, great to have you back a second time, Stanley. And I know your church and congregation are going to be blessed by the
yes.
changes and transformation
Praise
that's
God.
Taking place in you. Mm-hmm. And God, continue to pray for you and your bride as you
Amen.
Get.
Get Praise the Lord.
On that path of physical health and,
yes.
and look forward to hearing more praise reports in the future.
Hope to be like that Lex Luger, Nikita Koloff.
The chisel Lex Luger. So, well, God bless you. I love you, Stanley.
Love you too, bro.
Thank you for being a part of Man Camp.
Yes, sir. Thank
All
you.
Right. Nikita Koloff, the devil's nightmare. And I'm back with a good friend of mine, Josh Oglesby. Josh, welcome to the show.
Happy to help. Happy to be here.
Great to have you here, Josh. And of course, we're here at Man Camp. We're here live and in living color at Man Camp. And as only God can do, he shows up and he just shows out and does what he does best. He touches the heart of man. He heals the heart of man. He sets men free for those who are looking for that. And Josh, you attended Man Camp, and share with our listeners just maybe a nugget of truth or something that impacted you at Man Camp that you were able to take home and implement into your life.
Sure. So the one word that I would say Man Camp just really shined a light on for me was manhood.
Mm.
So going through life, you know, we're led to believe manhood is a certain thing.
It looks a certain way or...
Right, right. What that's supposed to look like. And man, can it just get nasty and toxic. Mm-hmm. But coming to Man Camp, it really laid the foundation for me. I thought I had a really solid foundation already, but it was a house built on sand. And then after the material and the experiences and the coaching and the teaching and just like you said, God showing up really laid the foundation for what biblical manhood, in my opinion, real manhood, should look like.
Well, and I'm going to just chime in on that because, you know, I went to a camp back in 2006, and I was 47 the day I got on the bus, like literally got on the bus to go to camp, like kids camp, but only for adults. And Josh, part of my testimony was, to your point, was my world, my view of manhood was defined because I grew up with, my dad left when I was three, so I grew up with, I had no male role model per se until really seventh grade, my first football coach, Bill Burke. And yet, so my picture of what manhood looked like was how the world defined it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole lot I could go into, I won't for sake of time, but at my camp, my eyes are open exactly what you just said, what biblical manhood looked at, the way God defines manhood, not the way the world defines manhood. And it rocked my world. I like to say this, for 46 years, I was a male, and for the first time in my life at age 47, I stepped into true manhood.
Mm.
And since that time in 2006, I've been in pursuit of walking that out. And now, from things I've learned, things Lex Luger has learned, we're now here at camp instilling those biblical principles into other men. And so that's a powerful testimony that you just shared, that Man Camp laid that foundation of what it looks like to be a true man, the way God defines it.
Right.
Wow. That's powerful. And so you're impacted at Man Camp, but you decide to come back and volunteer on staff. In fact, you've done it more than once that you volunteered.
Correct.
On staff. And why would you do that? Why would you sacrifice, you know, 5 days of your life and time and, you know, and do that?
Well, first, it's just the love that I was shown on my man camp being served. I wanted to turn around and take what I'd received. And if there was anything I could do to give back, just the sheer joy, I mean, the walking it out, having a servant's heart. So to me, being a part of this manhood, this biblical manhood, and having that, that's having a servant's heart. You know, if we have a servant's heart, we can, I mean, gosh, just the environment, the stuff that I've been around on a couple of these is just so fulfilling. And I feel like that helps my servant's heart. It grows me. It matures me in my walk. And I can take that back home to my family. So that's why I do that. I want to serve these men and be able to take that growth I get from that and take it back home.
Well, and it's pretty biblical, right? If I'm not mistaken. And I don't know that I'll quote the scripture exactly right, but Jesus himself modeled that for us, right? Jesus said, you know, I didn't come to be served, but I came to serve, right? In fact, one of the greatest illustrations of that was in the upper room when he took off his tunic and kneeled down and squatted down and washed the feet of the disciples, right? And it wasn't even so much the act of washing their feet as much as what he was modeling for all of us, right? Mm. So you exemplify that. And I can't thank you enough for coming back and just volunteering your time, because you do have a true servant's heart. And so I'm grateful to have you part of the staff here at Man Camp. I just want to say thank you.
Pleasure's all mine.
Well, great to have you with us. Josh Oglesby.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. I love you, my friend.
Love you too.
Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
This is the Truth Network.